This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ritchie. Kenya's elections chief declared Deputy President William Ruto the winner of a tight presidential race on Monday, but some senior election officials disowned the result, fueling fears of violence like seen after previous disputed polls, hailing the Electoral Commission as quote-unquote heroes. Ruto said, quote, "There's no looking back. We are looking to the future. We need all hands on deck to move forward." The 55-year-old had made Kenya's class divisions the centerpiece of his campaign to become Kenya's fifth president, promising to reward low-income so-called hustlers. The Taliban is celebrating a year after it took control of Afghanistan's capital, Kabul. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Today, August 15th, wrote the head of a Taliban-run news agency, marks the victory of Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan against America. Retired U.S. Marine William B. was deployed to Afghanistan four times. The AP spoke with him a year ago in Jacksonville, North Carolina.
It gets to you because, you know, you have lost dudes over there, and to see all that happen, everything being erased like an etch-a-sketch, it's kind of heartbreaking.
So was it worth it?
Oh, it was worth it 100%. I mean, like the Afghan people themselves, those dudes are amazing. Nicest people you'll ever meet.
Now, a year later, a small group of Taliban fighters marched past the former U.S. embassy chanting, "Long live Islam and death to America." I'm Rita Foley.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. British drug regulators have become the first in the world to authorize an updated version of Moderna's coronavirus vaccine that includes protection against the Omicron variant, which the government said would now be offered to people aged 50 and over in the fall. In a statement on Monday, the Medicines and Healthcare Regulatory Agency says it's given the green light to Moderna's combination vaccine, which will be used as an adult booster shot, such as an approach is used in flu shots, which are adjusted each year depending on the variants that are circulating and can protect against four influenza strains. An Iranian government official has denied that Tehran was involved in the stabbing of author Salman Rushdie. However, the official, the spokesman for Iran's foreign ministry, sought to justify the attack in the Islamic Republic's first public comments on the bloodshed. The spokesman said Monday that Iran does not, quote, consider anyone deserving reproach, blame, or even condemnation except for Rushdie himself and his supporters. Iran has in the past denied carrying out other operations abroad targeting dissidents in the years since the country's 1979 Islamic Revolution, even though prosecutors and Western governments have attributed such attacks to Tehran. Lawyers for former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani say he's now a target of the southeastern U.S. state of Georgia's 2020 presidential election criminal probe. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
A special grand jury is investigating whether Donald Trump and others broke any laws in trying to overturn his election loss in Georgia. Giuliani's lawyers say they've been told he's a target, and a judge has instructed the former New York mayor to appear before the panel this week. Earlier, a separate judge said GOP Senator Lindsey Graham must also testify. Graham has argued his status as a senator protects him from having to testify. The judge said it does not. A subpoena instructs Graham to appear next week, but his office says he will appeal to a federal court. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Recapping our top story, Kenya's elections chief declared Deputy President William Ruto the winner of a tight presidential race on Monday, but some senior election officials disowned the result, fueling fears of violence like that seen after previous disputed polls. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.